Hello, St. Luke. This is Monsignor Schadl with Monsignor's Musings for Easter Monday, April 13th, my way of keeping in touch with you. Alleluia! He is risen. Happy Easter. We're in the octave of Easter, a full 8-day celebration of the greatest feast of the Christian year. Christ is risen from the dead. He has triumphed over sin and death. Someone sent me an email and asked if I had given a homily for this Easter. Was I going to tell a joke? Well, yeah, I did have a joke planned, and I'll just share it with you now. As we know from the Good Friday Gospel, after our Lord was taken down from the cross, he was laid in a tomb, in a borrowed tomb. Joseph of Arimathea, one of our Lord's kind of secret disciples, had an empty tomb, and he let our Lord use it for his burial on Good Friday. And as the story goes, someone remarked to Joseph of Arimathea, "Gee, Joseph, that was very generous of you to give your tomb to our Lord." And Joseph replied, "Oh, it was really no big deal. He only needed to use it for the weekend." This Easter was very strange for all of us, strange here at St. Luke. An empty church, an empty parking lot. So desolate, the day was overcast and rainy for part of the day. A very strange, strange Easter Sunday. But you know, the very first Easter did not take place in a crowded church with singing and praising and hallelujah. On that very first Easter, about 2,000 years ago, the disciples were locked in their houses. It was dangerous for them to come out. They were afraid. Those disciples wanted to believe the good news that they heard from the women on Easter Sunday morning, that Jesus had risen. But that seemed too good to be true. They were living in such a time of fear. If they left their homes, their lives and the lives of their loved ones might be at risk. Sound familiar? Those disciples wondered if a miracle could really have happened. What if life really had won out over death? And could this time of terror and fear really come to an end? Well, they were alone in their homes, but they dared to believe that hope was possible, that the long night was over and morning would break, and that God's powerful love would triumph over all. But it didn't seem quite real yet. Now, eventually, those disciples were able to leave their homes when the fear and the danger had subsided. And then they went around celebrating and spreading the good news that Jesus is risen. Well, this year, we experience kind of a taste of what that first Easter was like. We're still in our homes. But we dare to believe that hope is coming. Hope is on the horizon. After a while, when it's safe for everybody, when it is the most loving choice, yeah, we'll all come out. We'll gather together. We'll sing and shout the good news that God's goodness and love triumphs over everything. God brings life even out of death. In that hope, let's move forward in the providence which so far has never failed us. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.